cheer for beer runs, who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like, and believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say vibrantly tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possessions, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Jackson Churio to lead things off against Falter in the top of the sixth inning. Pirates with a 1-0 lead. And Falter's first pitch to Churio is a ground ball but foul up the third baseline. It's 0-1. Sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. And our contestant is Pam Hsu. She's from Valor's. Pam will win a gift card jackpot of $500 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Churio. And it's swung on and fouled back and out of play. And it's nothing and two. $100 added to the total for each additional home run this half inning. Visit any participating Woodman store to enter. Service and savings. That's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. Churio, a swing and a miss. Went after a fastball up and in. And that is three at-bats and three strikeouts for young Jackson tonight. And there's one away here in the sixth for William Contreras. Falter, talking about his success, and as we told you, he's had a very good month of April. As Contreras takes a pitch high for ball one. And you look at the radar readings and you say, well, what's so special about him? He's a lefty with a curveball, and he runs a fastball up there, 90, 92. 1-0's a swing and a miss at a fastball up at 93, and it's 1-1. But his arm slot is fairly unique, and you just wonder if it's tough to pick up the ball with the way he delivers it. Kind of hides the baseball till the last second. As Contreras hits it foul and out of play, first base side, it's 1-2. Deception is a big part of this game. And some guys' fastballs play up despite not throwing 97 or 98. 1-2 pitch. And a check swing foul from Contreras. And he stays alive. You think about Brent Suter. He always got a lot of swing and miss on his fastball. Not a big velo guy at all. In fact, he was not even to 90 most of his career. Falters 1-2. Ground ball. Ranging to the left is O'Neill Cruz, the shortstop. Fields in front of the bag at second and throws to first to retire Contreras. Two down, 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you. 1-0 Pirates, top of the sixth inning. Two outs, nobody on for Willy Adames. And Falter brings home the pitch, and Willie loses the bat on a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. The bat went flying. It hit the net above where the Pirates on deck circle would be. Willie's smiling. And yeah, he'll address the bat. Get a little bit more stickum on there. No balls and one strike on Willie. Falter's only at 71 pitches, and he has two outs recorded in the sixth inning. He's got a chance to stick around for a while in this game still. He has been brilliant. Out of the windup, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 93 on the outside edge, and it's 0-2. He has thrown strikes, and he's really only had the one inning where the Brewers had any kind of a threat against him. O2 pitch. And a called third strike. Fastball, low inside corner. And he got Adames looking. Two more strikeouts for Bailey Falter. We head to this bottom of the sixth. It's 1-0 Pittsburgh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the Movers.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, 1-0 Pirates lead. And Brian Reynolds to lead things off for Pittsburgh against left-hander Jared Koenig, who takes over on the mound for the Crew. What a nice debut for Tobias Myers here tonight. Finishes five innings, four hits, a run. It was earned. As Koenig brings home the first pitch to Reynolds. And it's in there for a strike. It's 0-1. And for Tobias, one walk and four strikeouts. Ended his night with a strikeout of Andrew McCutchen. A one pitch. That missed low, and it's one ball and one strike. That should earn Tobias Myers another shot in this rotation moving forward, one would think. Especially when you consider how well he had pitched in AAA before the Brewers brought him up for this start. Koenig's pitch misses down and in, and it's two balls and a strike. I think even more impressive is what he was able to do, considering the first pitch that he threw landed over the wall in left field. Here's a swing and a miss from Reynolds, and it's two balls and two strikes. Koenig making his third appearance. He's worked 3 2/3 of an inning so far this year for the Crew. And has not surrendered a run. He has given up three hits. Looked good the couple of times out that we saw him during the homestand. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball to first under the glove of Hoskins and into right field for Brian Reynolds. Looked like Hoskins had a play to his left. It'll be ruled a base hit. Almost seemed like his cleats got stuck for a second. And it just got under his glove. And into right field for a single. So leadoff man aboard for the Pirates. the third time tonight that has happened for Pittsburgh. And here's Key Brian Hayes. Reynolds being held on by Hoskins over at first. And Koenig's pitch is a strike at the top of the zone. And it's 0-1. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. Brewers would like a double play meal deal right now. With a runner at first and Hayes at the plate. Koenig brings home the pitch, and it's a ground ball through the left side into left field for a base hit. 2 feet to the right, and that would have been a double play ball. It was hit hard, but just past the range of Willy Adames. And back-to-back singles against Koenig here for the Pirates. And they've got their first two on with nobody out for Rowdy Tellez. And instead of Rowdy, it's going to be Connor Joe to pinch hit. Yeah, that double play meal deal from George Webb. 7 cheeseburgers, 2 orders of fries for just $17.99. Win, lose, home or away, visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. This is similar to the script last night for Pittsburgh. As Connor Joe pinch hit for Tellez in the 6th inning of last night's game, and now Chris Hook is out for a trip to the mound to chat with Jared Koenig. His trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. So Chris Hook will chat things over. In regard to Connor Joe, Brewers have 2 mound visits remaining now. And this is a pivotal point in this game. Trailing 1-0, Falter's been really good for Pittsburgh. He's thrown just 73 pitches to get himself through 6 innings. It is quiet in that Pirates bullpen, as you can imagine. And so if you're the Brewers, you do not want to fall any further behind, considering how good Falter's been throwing the ball. So can Koenig roll up a ground ball at an infielder here with Joe batting? And he'll wheel back towards second without a throw. And Reynolds back to the bag. Reynolds at second, Key Brian Hayes at first base. Koenig brings home the pitch. And a check swing, and he went around. They appeal to first. Mark Wegner says he went. And it's 0-1. Jack Suwinski, the left-hander's in the on-deck circle. A look at second and the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball foul up the third baseline. It's 0-2. Well, nothing wrong with a strikeout here if you're Jared Koenig. That would be very helpful also. Little bit of trouble to navigate for the big, tall left-hander. Koenig looks in. Set at the belt, looks back at second. And now the 0-2 pitch. Missed way outside. That was the curveball, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. Quiet in the Brewers' pen. This inning is about Koenig. Working on the pinch hitter, Connor Joe here. 1-2. Missed way in. That was the sinker. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, he worked him away, then he worked him in. They were fairly easy takes for Connor Joe. And now the count is even. Koenig brings home the pitch, swung on and fouled back into the net. Fastball at 93. That was up and out of the zone. Joe offered at it anyway and just got a piece of it. Pretty good battle going on right now between Koenig and Connor Joe. Big deep breath for Jared Koenig. Now he brings home the 2-2. Ground ball foul up the third baseline. And the battle continues. Pirates won game one last night, 4-2. They're leading 1-0 in the bottom of the sixth here tonight. And they've got two on and nobody out. Koenig looks in. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball to third. It's under the glove of Ortiz and into left field. Around third is Reynolds. He will score. And it's a 2-0 Pirates lead. Hayes stops at second. Connor Joe, the pinch hitter, delivers an RBI single. It was hit between Adames and Ortiz. I think it's a play that Joey will tell you he should make. But he did have to take a couple of steps to his left to even put himself in position to try and make that play. I'm not sure he ever even got a glove on it. And the Pirates get what feels like a big insurance run here and still not out of the inning if you're Jared Koenig. It's two on, nobody out. Same situation as before. And here, Sawinski's the batter. First pitch to Sawinski is a bunt up the first baseline. It'll roll foul, and Gary Sanchez will pick it up once it does so. It was teetering right on the line for a while, but Gary Sanchez could tell it was going to eventually roll foul. And it's 0-1 on Sawinski. Not a bad thought from Sawinski for sure. Open stance in the back of the box. No balls and one strike against Sawinski. Koenig looks at second in the pitch. Lined into center. This is in the tracks of Perkins. Moves to his right a couple of steps. Makes the catch. No tag from Hayes. He'll stay put at second base. And there's the first out of the inning for Koenig. So now the ground ball could get you out of the inning potentially. Jared Triolo, the batter. 0-for-1. Walked and was caught stealing back in the fourth inning. Right-handed hitter against the lefty Koenig. Brings home the pitch. And this is hit in the air towards center. Racing in is Perkins. He's got a beat on it. Makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And now, two outs and O'Neill Cruz coming to the plate for Pittsburgh. Well, Brewers' $5 flash sale ends tomorrow night. You can score seats to the upcoming series against the Rays April 29th through May 1st. And get this, it's for just $5. That's the best deal of the year, courtesy of Festival Foods. Act fast, offer ends tomorrow. Get tickets by going to brewers.com/flash sale.
$5?
That's right.
Ooh.
$5 can get you a lot. First pitch to O'Neill Cruz is a strike on the outside edge, and it's 0-1. That's a pretty good deal. $5 to get you into a Major League Baseball game against a perennial playoff team in the Rays as well. A one. Ground ball back up the middle. Adames fields it, and he's going to run to the bag at second to retire Connor Joe. And the inning is over. Jared Koenig minimizes the damage, prevents the big inning. The Pirates get one, and they lead it 2-0 as we head to the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
A season of award-winning golf at Sweetgrass and Sage Run is on the horizon. The Island Resort and Casino's stay-and-play golf packages are booking fast, with choice dates available early in the week. After your rounds, visit the Drift Spa for a relaxing or targeted massage session. And enjoy dinner at Horizon's scenic top-floor steakhouse. So many reasons to take a drive. Book your stay and play golf package today. Visit islandresortgolf.com.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Well, low-scoring game here in Pittsburgh. The Pirates with a 2-0 lead as we head to the seventh. And back in to call it for you, here's Josh.
Thank you, Lane. And Bailey Falter remains in the game. He's retired the last eight he's faced. In fact, he's struck out four of the last five batters. Now has a two-run lead, and Rhys Hoskins greets him and looks at strike one with a fastball. Hoskins, the last Brewer to reach. He led off the fourth with a walk. From the windup, Bailey Falter, the 0-1. Line drive towards third and caught right at Key Brian Hayes, who reaches down at his shins and catches it with a backhand. One of the best pieces of contact all night, but right at Hayes. In the no doubles alignment, he was over by the line, and that is nine in a row for Falter. Ball was hit 107 miles an hour off the bat. Unlucky for Hoskins. Here comes Blake Perkins. And the pitch. Big looping curveball drops in for a strike. This is the third day in a row the Brewers have seen the opposing starting pitcher twirl a gem. The 0-1 to Blake. Fly ball popped into shallow right. Play for Brian Reynolds, who saunters in and looks up into the darkened night sky, reaches up with one hand, and Reynolds makes the catch. 10 in a row for Falter. Two out in the seventh. And if the Brewers are to get anything going this inning, it's up to Joey Ortiz.
And Josh, there is action in that Pirates bullpen. Falter has not worked into the 80s yet this year. 78 is his previous high. This would be number 78 right here.
Does seem like he's gotten stronger as the outing's gone on, though. Joey Ortiz swings and fouls it back, and it's nothing in one.
Oh, I would agree with that. He has given up just one base runner since he got out of that third inning.
Brewers have two hits and two walks. That's it. Ortiz has grounded out and flown out. 2-0 Pittsburgh in the seventh. The windup in the 0-1. Taken high. Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hurry. You got to order by April 30th. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. Bailey Falter's 80th pitch. Here it is. And it's grounded softly foul over to the third base dugout. 1-2 as Bailey Falter is a strike away from a seventh shutout inning. In 3.5 hours, he will turn 27 years old. It's his birthday tomorrow. He kicks into the windup. Falter with a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a ground ball hit to short. On one easy hop played by O'Neill Cruz. He'll set and throw and get Joey Ortiz inning over. A gem by Bailey Falter. An early birthday celebration. If he's done, he retired the final 11 he faced. A two-hit shutout for seven innings. Time to stretch at PNC. It's 2-0 Pittsburgh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What are you making for dinner, Uke?
Just putting the finishing touches on my lean, juicy beef en bun.
What's in it?
Usingers, of course. It's a Mr. Baseball all beef frank and a freshly baked roll.
Looks a lot like a hot dog, Bob.
Ah, contraire, my sausage-loving friend. Not all dogs are made the same. They might look like a fastball, but when it gets to the plate, you'll find out it's Uncle Charlie.
Falls right off the table. Looks can't be deceiving.
You got that right. Hey, if looking the part was all it took, I'd have been an all-star a long time ago.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Joey Bart will greet Jared Koenig as we go to the bottom of the seventh. 2-0 Pittsburgh, trying to win the first two games of this series. Joey Bart, 1-for-2 in the second inning of relief. Begins for Jared Koenig, and he almost hit him. Look out. Had to jump back out of the way of a fastball. He did, 1-0. Lane and I thought that Koenig ran into some tough luck last inning. Some ground balls that just found good spots. 1-0 pitch, inside corner. Good sinking fastball, 1-1. First three batters got ground ball hits. You'll live with that if you're getting ground balls. You'd like to think more often than not, you're not going to have three in a row that find a spot. Here it comes, 1-1. Bart takes inside corner. Good pitch again, 1-2. So it was the first run of the year with the Brewers given up by Koenig. This is third major league outing of the season. Tobias Myers went five. The 1-2 to Bart. Breaking ball. Struck him out looking. Curveball, and it was dropped by Gary Sanchez, but it didn't matter. Bart knew that he had fanned, and he was just walking back to the dugout. Ortho ASAP. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. First of those for Mr. Koenig. K-O-E-N-I-G. Michael A. Taylor up there in the pitch. Outside, ball one. Seventh inning stretch has been sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. Fans of relaxing summer sports, time to book your stay and book a golf package for Sweetgrass and Sage Run. IslandResortGolf.com. Pitch just missed, and it's 2-0. 9,107. The announced crowd on a Tuesday here in Pittsburgh. 2-0 pitch, flied into right. This will be a play for Jackson Churio. A few steps back, but now camped underneath it. Reaches up, and he makes a two-handed catch. Taylor is 0-for-3. That's six in a row now retired by Koenig. And back to the top of the order here is Andrew McCutchen. Let's drive around the league, brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. The Reds making a statement tonight against the Red Hot Phillies. Cincinnati a 7-1 lead in the sixth inning in game two of that series. Phillies had won seven in a row. Breaking ball is low to McCutchen. The Cubs, the second place team in the division, starting a series with the struggling Astros, and Chicago already a 5-0 lead after two innings. That's at Wrigley under the lights. 1-0 pitch, McCutchen pops it up, sky high on the infield. Bryce Terang, the second baseman, makes the call, looks up into that dark sky, makes a backhanded catch. And Koenig doing a great job. Now he's retired six in a row. I knew it was coming. I just gave it to him early. Go to the eighth.
Karnak.
I spoke it into existence.
There you go.
We're going to the eighth. It's 2-0. And Bailey Falters going back out to the mound for Pittsburgh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. A Brewers group outing is the best way to celebrate any special occasion. Take the stress out of planning. as Brewers account reps will set you up with seating blocks, tailgate spaces, and more. Learn more at brewers.com/groups. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on honey and tea.
12-ounce bargain bee honey, just two for $5. Or 20-count Bigelow tea, two for $5.
I can run the hot, hot prices on honey and tea.
Bargain bee, two for five. Bigelow, also two for five.
Enjoy honey and tea season and save lots of money.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
It's Woodman's.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
2-0 Pirates. It's the eighth inning, and here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Gary Sanchez leads off against Bailey Falter. First pitch to Sanchez. In there for a strike. It's 0-1. Falter out there for the eighth inning on the mound. 81 pitches so far for Falter. A one pitch, and Sanchez took low. It's one ball and one strike. This is the same Bailey Falter that shut out a really good Orioles offense back on April the 6th. Went six innings, one hit, no runs allowed on that day. An even more impressive performance so far here tonight as Sanchez takes high, and it's 2-1. Just have not been many lengthy at-bats against Falter. He's been a strike thrower. And he has been a tough customer on this Brewers offense. 2-1. Sanchez, a high drive out to left. Racing back is Sawinski. Bye-bye, baseball. Gary Sanchez with his second home run of the season. And the Brewers are on the board. It's 2-1 Pirates. And there was nothing cheap about that blast off the bat of Sanchez. 432 feet. And that's a good way to break up a shutout. And for the first time tonight, adversity for Bailey Falter. And just like that, Derek Shelton pops up out of the dugout. And he's going to take the ball from his left-hander. Changes a lot in this game. In terms of how you're looking at it, if you're Pittsburgh and if you're the Brewers. Gary knew the minute that he hit it. U.S. Cellular call, the bullpen has been made. They're proud to support the Brewers and remind you that when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular built for us. 2-1 ball game. New pitcher coming on for Pittsburgh here in the top of the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Us Mode. Because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Save big money at Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking up compact soil and killing weeds in your garden. Get maximum power in a compact frame with a Pioneer rear tine tiller. It features dual direction tines and self-propelled steel wheels. Hurry in for all of your lawn and garden needs and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
A season of award-winning golf at Sweetgrass and Sage Run is on the horizon. The Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Packages are booking fast, with choice dates available early in the week. After your rounds, visit the Drift Spa for a relaxing or targeted massage session. And enjoy dinner at Horizon's scenic top floor steakhouse. So many reasons to take a drive. Book your Stay and Play Golf Package today. Visit islandresortgolf.com.
Two-one ball game. Pirates lead the Brewers here in the top of the eighth inning. Nobody out. And Colin Holderman takes over on the mound for the Pirates. Brewers will counter with a pinch hitter in Sal Frelick. It's a hit for Joey Weimer. Gary Sanchez just launched a home run out to left to get the Brewers on the board. And that home run means $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. First pitch to Frelick from Holderman, in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. So the Brewers on the board, and now can they find a way to get at least one more across? With six outs to work with. The pitch to Frelick is pulled foul down that right field line. And boy, he gave that one a ride, but plenty foul. Got a breaking ball on the inner half, and it's 0-2 on Frelick. Sal hitting 282 on the year. Frelick was 0-3 in last night's game. Takes outside, and it's a ball and two strikes. Holderman looks in. 2.08 ERA. For a guy that had the seventh inning in last night's game. 1-2 down in the dirt with a breaking ball, and it evens up at two balls and two strikes. Tonight's eighth inning brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Each great earn great union wages and benefits, building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. 2-2 called third strike on the inner edge. So Frelick strikes out looking. And there's one away now for Bryce Terang. That's Liuna, L-I-U-N-A, and feel the power. Terang has a hit tonight. He's 1-for-2. Get a chance to see a right-hander for the first time in this game. And the pitch brought home, misses down and in. It's 1-0. Holderman was acquired in the Daniel Vogelbach trade with the Mets. And it has been a good trade for Pittsburgh, as Holderman's been a really good one. Terang checked his swing in time on a sinker that missed down and in. Might have been a strike, actually, but call didn't go Holderman's way in either direction. Didn't get the called strike. And they deemed that Terang able to check his swing. 2-0, and he takes low. Three balls and no strikes. Boy, you'd love to get, I feel like I say this every time, in a late game situation when Terang's at the plate, but you'd love to get the speed of Terang on the bases here with one out. 3-0's inside. He works a walk. Good at bat from Bryce Terang. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And now Jake Bowers will hit for Jackson Churio. So Churio's night is done. And now Bowers will get an opportunity here. And Joey Bart on his way out to talk to Holderman. Trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. State-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Hey, the grand opening's coming up. It's going to be in May. It's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. So that conference between Bart and Holderman is over. And now Pat Murphy elects to go with the left-handed bat against Colin Holderman here. See if the Brewers put Terang in motion at some point with his 11 stolen bases on the year. Holderman looks over his shoulder, being held on by Connor Joe. And the pitch. And Bowers took a strike on the inner half. It's 0-1. Bowers hitting just 171. Remember, he had that big home run to right field against the Orioles on the last road trip. 0-1. And a ground ball foul up the first baseline. It's 0-2. That was that wild 8-5 victory over the Orioles on that Saturday. And Bowers had that three-run shot. Brewers would settle for a base hit here. 0-2's outside. One ball and two strikes. He flinched at that breaking ball, but it was wide. And Bowers better for taking it. 1-2. Trying to battle back in this account here. Trevor McGill and Abner Uribe both getting loose in the Brewers bullpen right now. Tying run is aboard. The pitch, a swing and a miss. At a breaking ball, and Bowers strikes out. Still get the situation you want here. You have the tying run at first, the go-ahead run at the plate, and it just so happens to be William Contreras. He was 0-2 tonight, but this is the guy you want up in this situation if you're the Brewers. Holderman looks in. There goes Terang, then he puts the brakes on. Contreras takes a strike with a breaking ball. Nothing and one on William. Holderman comes set and now spins and throws to first, and Terang is back in time. Well, it is Shandy season. Leinenkugel's summer Shandy. A refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor the moment. Holderman looking into Contreras, who has been red hot as of late. 0-1, down in the dirt, gets away from Bart, but he blocks it out in front of home plate, so Terang stays put at first. It's 1-1 on William. Contreras came into tonight hitting .387 over his last 15 games. He was 1-for-3 in last night's contest. Looking for his first hit tonight. This would be a good time for it. 1-1, and he's able to check on a breaking ball that missed low. Two balls and one strike, trying to get himself in the right count here to do some damage. One of the most productive hitters in the National League so far this year. 2-1, there goes the runner, and he's able to check. The pitch is in the dirt, and Terang into second with a stolen base. 12 stolen bases now for Bryce Terang. And another donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs, courtesy of Delta Dental and Delta Vision. Two great plans and one name you trust. Three balls and one strike on Contreras. Now Terang in scoring position. Holderman brings home the pitch. Oh, and he buckled the knees with a breaking ball that just clipped the inside edge. Contreras thought it was ball four, but quickly agreed with Clint Vondrak and got right back in the box. 3-2 pitch. Here it comes, and a high fly ball to center field. Michael A. Taylor moving in and to his right to make the catch, and the inning is over. Brewers get on the board, though. Solo shot from Gary Sanchez. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's 2-1 Pittsburgh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes, and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew! Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Hamner Uribe takes over on the mound for the Brewers. It's a 2-1 Pirates lead in the bottom of the eighth. Sal Frelick stays in the game in left. Jake Bauer stays in the game in right. And Uribe will try to put up a zero here in the bottom of the eighth and give the Brewers a shot, trailing by one going into the top of the ninth. That's the plan. Uribe making his 10th appearance, a 4.35 ERA. In 10 and a third innings on the mound so far this year. He'll get Reynolds, Hayes, and then Connor Joe to hit against him here in this bottom of the eighth. First pitch, a swing and a miss at the slider, and it's 0-1. Don't forget, flash sale happening now through the end of the night tomorrow night. $5 flash sale presented by Festival Foods for select seats to that Rays series. As Reynolds takes low, and it's one ball and one strike. That's the 29th through the first on the next homestand. $5 for Lowe's outfield, Lowe's bleachers, and terrace level sections. Brewers.com/flash sale. Best deal of the year. You're not going to get a better one. So if you're thinking about coming out to the ballpark, why wouldn't you do it then? A warning from Clint Vondrak to Uribe to make sure that Reynolds has his eyes up before he comes set. One ball and one strike the count on the Pirates right fielder. The pitch, and he missed down and away with a two-seam fastball. It's 2-1. Uribe brings home the pitch, missed outside of the fastball, and it's 3-1. Pirates jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first on the first pitch delivered in the big league career of Tobias Myers. 3-1, caught the inside corner with a two-seamer, and it's full now, 3-2. Andrew McCutchen inside the pole down the left field line. And that's where it stayed until the bottom of the sixth inning. Pirates got another run across, and they led 2-0. 3-2, missed outside, and Reynolds works the leadoff walk against Uribe. And that gets Ke'Bryan Hayes to the plate. Brewers' lone run came in the top of this inning. Gary Sanchez with a solo shot. Last batter that Bailey Falter would face. He ends up working 7-plus and giving up just that one run. Uribe looking in. First pitch to Hayes. He is over but low with a sinker. And it's 1-0. Brewers got two innings out of Jared Koenig, and I thought he threw the ball well again tonight. Three outings and three pretty impressive outings from Koenig. Uribe in there with a sinker for a strike, and it's 1-1. Gave up the run in the sixth, but a lot of tough luck in that inning for Koenig, and he got tough and got out of it with just the one run surrendered. 1-1. Ground ball to short. Adames smothers it. Backhanded toss to second. On to first in time. Oh, a beautiful 6-4-3 double play turned by the crew. Chemistry up the middle between Adames and Terang. He had to show a little range to get to that ball. It was hit hard into his left. Finding it in his glove. Little backhanded feed to Terang, who makes that turn better than anybody in baseball. And a big double play rolled up by Abner Uribe, and there's two down and nobody on for Connor Joe. Uribe, first pitch to Joe, nailed the outside corner with a sinker, and it's 0-1. Uribe looking in. A one pitch. And he nailed the outside corner again. It's 0-2. Throwing a lot of sinkers tonight for Abner. Goes to his landing spot and kicks at the dirt a little bit to make sure that it's secure and stable. And now Abner looking in. O2 pitch. Missed down and away. And it's 1-2. Well, if you haven't tried Pine River Cold Pack Cheese Spreads yet, don't wait another inning. Whether you put it on a cracker, maybe your favorite using or brat, delicious. And don't forget the Cedar Crest ice cream in a pint or a sandwich, the best. David Bednar is getting loose in the Pirates' pen. Swing and a miss. Went to the slider and strikes out Connor Joe, who slams his helmet in disgust. Abner Uribe puts up a zero in the bottom of the eighth. We head to the ninth. Pirates with a 2-1 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Two to one, Pirates lead the Brewers. We go to the top of the ninth inning, and David Bednar, the Pirates' closer, is on to try to finish this one off for Pittsburgh. The Brewers will send Adames, Hoskins, and Perkins to the plate here in the top of the ninth. Bednar is working for the third consecutive day. He worked last night's win for Pittsburgh. Brings home his first pitch to Adames, swung on and fouled back into the net, and Willie had a cut at that one. Fastball at 96, and Willie looked like he was all over it, fouled it straight back. It's 0-1. Bednar gave up a hit to Churio in last night's ninth inning, but got out of it from there. A one pitch, Swing and a miss. Came back with that really nasty splitter, and it's 0-2. Threw 20 pitches last night in the ninth, 10 the day before against Boston. So only 30 pitches in his last two outings. ERA sits at 10.13. This is his 10th appearance of the season for the right-hander that was an all-star the last 2 years. 0-2 pitch is high with a fastball at 97. It's 1-2. Bednar has had his struggles this year. At one point, it sparked Rowdy Tellez to come to his locker and tell the media, we all have to be better than this. This guy is a great reliever. 1-2, high fly ball, but foul down the right field line. Willie gave it a ride, straightened it out. It would have been interesting. Stays hit a ball and two strikes. Brewers hoping to add to the early season struggles of the Pirates closer. 1-2 pitch. And Willie, did he go? He did. They appeal to first. Mark Wegner says he went. And Adames strikes out for the first out here in the ninth. So one away for Rhys Hoskins. Hoskins 0-2 with a walk here tonight. Brewers trailing by a run, 2-1. Bednar kicks and delivers, and he fills up the zone with a fastball at 97 right down the middle. Nothing and one on Hoskins, who homered in last night's game, has homered in two of the last three. 0-1. And a breaking ball missed low and away. That was the curveball. One ball and one strike the count. Hoskins has two home runs, those two I just told you about on this road trip, and five home runs on this season. 1-1 delivery, ground ball on the left side, charging it as Cruz scoops it, throws to first in time to retire Hoskins and the Brewers down to their last out, and it'll be Blake Perkins coming to the plate for the Crew. Tough night offensively for the Brewers, just three hits for them. On a night when Tobias Myers made his debut and pitched brilliantly, Brewers offense struggled against Bailey Falter and now trying to put together some sort of two-out threat against the Pirates closer in David Bednar. First pitch to Perkins is a curveball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Blake is 0-3 today, hit into a double play back in the fourth inning. Bednar, the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, went after an elevated fastball at 97, and now the Brewers down to their last strike. Pirates a strike away from taking the first two games of this series. Crowd on their feet, all 91-07. 0-2 pitch, ground ball to second base, backhanded, bobbled for a moment by Triolo. He picks it up and throws to first and retires Perkins. And the Pirates hold on and win it here tonight by a final score of 2-1. Pittsburgh has taken the first two games of this series. Brewers will try again tomorrow as this four-game series continues on. We're back to tell you about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addison Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addison Jones and Signature Homes by Addison Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addison Jones, then
call the movers.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Yes.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball has been brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental.